Rather, at this stage, Mosgloi Kisheni. They poured the second cup of wine for the person leading the Seder. We're now at the stage of the beginning of Magid, the beginning of where the real Haggadah, the real part of the Seder night, where one tells over the story of the slavery and the exit from Mitzrayim, that begins now at Magid. So at this stage, wine is poured so that Magid will be said over wine. It's also to get the children again to ask more questions. Why are you pouring a second cup of wine even before you've begun eating? Mekana ben Shal Aviv, and at this stage, the son asks his father the following questions, which the Mishnah will list momentarily, but the Mishnah first says, Vim ein das mabein, if the son doesn't have a sufficient understanding to ask the questions, for example, if he's too young, then Aviv Melamdei, his father teaches him as follows. He asks him the questions. Why is this night of Seder night different from all of the other nights? Why are we doing things differently tonight? For example, then on all other nights we eat both chametz and matzah. We don't make sure that there's no chametz at all in the house. But on this night all we're eating is matzah, no bread or anything. Number two, on all other nights, on we eat other types of vegetables. We don't generally eat bitter lettuce or other bitter vegetables which would be used for morar. And yet at this stage, the son sees that they brought morar to the table. Halal hazeh morar, this night we're eating morar. Thirdly, on all other nights, we eat meat whether it's roasted or cooked for a very long time or cooked for a shorter time, cooked regularly, but tonight, halal hazeh, on this night, all of the meat which we are eating, namely the Korban Pesach and the Chagiga, both of those korbanos need to be roasted specifically by fire. Alright, and fourthly, on all other nights, on matbinim pam achas. The truth is the Gemara corrects the version of the Mishnah so that it actually reads Einon matbinim afilu pam achas, that on other nights we don't even dip vegetables even once. We eat vegetables regularly, we don't start dipping them into different things. And yet halayla hazesh tefa amim, on this night we're dipping vegetables into dips twice, as we mentioned before, the vegetables which are eaten right at the beginning after Kiddush, that's known as karpas. And as well as that, the actual morar which is dipped into the charoses, that is the second time, so that is another difference which the child is supposed to notice and ask his father about. And if the son does not notice, for example, if he's too young, then the father should point these differences out to his child. And indeed, according to the level of understanding that the child has, that's how much the father should teach him. He should make sure he is educating his child on the level that is fit for that child. And the Mishnah now says the famous line, "Umaschil beznus umsayim beshvach," that Magid, this part of the Seder where the actual Haggadah is read and the story of Mitzrayim is told, so Maschil begnus, he should begin with the disgraceful part, the shameful part, and Umsayim beshvach, and end with the more praiseworthy part. So some explain this to mean that it is begun, we begin to talk about how we serve the Avodah Zarah, how before Avraham Avinu was here, his father served idols, so we're discussing our disgrace and shame. Whereas the second opinion in the Gemara is that it refers to the actual slavery in Mitzrayim, that the Haggadah should start with the fact that we were shamed, and we were put down, and we had to be slaves, and then by the end of Magid we reach the stage where we actually discuss the Yitzias Mitzrayim, and how Hashem took everybody out of Mitzrayim in a very glorious manner. Alright, and then V'dosh Mirami Ovid Ovi, he would go through the Pesukim, and explain the Pesukim of the Parsha of Arami Ovid Ovi, which talks about the troubles which Yaakov had from Lavan, and that parasha goes on, until Yigmar Kol HaParasha Kula. He should explain that parasha until he reaches the end of that part of the Torah, which talks about how we were in Mitzrayim, until Hashem took us out miraculously through Yetzias Mitzrayim.